You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right, like the dude just said. Playing right now across the North Alabama, South Tennessee area. And listen, if you want to hear it beyond that point, you can go online, rightsideradio.org. And on rightsideradio.org, you can not only click listen live and hear the show everywhere in the world, but you can also download podcasted segments. So like, for instance, we're about to do an interview with Mike Durant. If you want to hear this again later or put it up on your social media or whatever the case may be, it's there. You can download it in any form of podcasting you use from our website, rightsideradio.org. So let me just go right now to our caller. Mike Durant is an American pilot. He's an author. He's the founder of Pinnacle Solutions, a very successful defense contracting firm here in the Huntsville area. We know him as his military career also included that infamous situation that has been referred to as Black Hawk Down or the Battle of Mogadishu. Mike himself was one of the pilots shot down. Now running for the U.S. Senate. Mike Durant, welcome again to Right Side Radio.
Thanks, Phil. Good to be back.
Well, glad you're here. And so I kind of wanted to get you on this week. I saw your new ad regarding President Biden looking at his watch when the 13 flag-draped coffins were brought off of the military transport from Afghanistan. And it got me to thinking, and I want to get into that. Well, I'll tell you what, just go ahead and talk about that ad, because I'll be honest with you, that happened while I was live on the air, and it as a veteran of Afghanistan, it infuriated me when I saw him look at his watch. Give me your thoughts behind the ad first.
Well, I mean, we're trying to basically articulate the fact that these are career politicians that are in these positions of authority that don't care about our troops, they don't care about the nation, really. I mean, all they care about is their own agenda. And, you know, obviously by his own actions, he's looking at, you know, where's he got to be next? He's not thinking about this, this moment that he's involved in where these families and these soldiers have been, you know, they've sacrificed their lives. And you know, that cannot be ever erased. And it just, you know, for those of us who have served, to show that kind of disrespect is just, it's impossible to comprehend. And, you know, Afghanistan is a big part of why I got in this race. Just infuriated me the way that thing was handled at the end. And, you know, and I have a personal connection to it. Very similar things happened to us in Somalia. You know, 3 months after that Black Hawk Down mission that you talked about, the Clinton administration decided, hey, we're done here, released all the terrorists we captured, and pulled everybody out. And that was a slap in the face for the 19 families, in my case, who had sacrificed their lives on that day. And, you know, it hurts our national credibility. I mean, I go on and on and on for 2 hours on this. So it's a very emotional thing for me. You know, I've seen it before. I saw it with Les Aspin. I saw it with Bill Clinton. Now we're seeing it with Joe Biden. These are not the kind of people we want running the show.
No, I completely agree and appreciate that. And I tell you, some of the things I'm going to have on the show again a little bit later on this afternoon came out yesterday that in Fairfax County, Virginia, a school system did a critical race theory opportunity with their students. They had like a bingo board, and the kids got to pick on the bingo board which examples on that board exhibited their personal level of privilege, one of which was being a military kid. They have now equated being a military kid, which I grew up as a military kid. You, of course, your family traveled for years with you as you were retired as a CW4. But the very idea that the lack of concern and care for our military is exhibited by looking at your watch in front of the flag-draped coffins, or for that matter, a culture that says military kids are really just privileged kids. I mean, have you seen that? I don't know if you've seen that or not yet, Mike, about the story from Fairfax.
I have not seen that, and that is very, very troubling. I mean, military families make, you know, in every way a tremendous sacrifice, just like their family members who serve do, and that's just, I can't even fathom that thought process.
Well, that's the culture that I know that we're facing. And in this race, there's no Democrat that I'm even aware of that's going to have a snowball's chance. So one of you top three candidates is going to wind up going to D.C., and you're going to face this culture because they are there. That being said, hot ticket news item right now that I wanted to get to you with, because it kind of segues off our discussion here, is what's happening with the Ukraine. Right now we got Russia massing, 100,000 troops on the border with Ukraine. The White House is even saying that an invasion is likely imminent. Blinken is over there right now trying to negotiate something which Fox is saying is meeting with no success. And the president said a minor incursion might not, warrant big trouble from us. What are your thoughts on this Ukraine situation, and do you see a national interest there?
Well, a lot of angles to take on this one. First of all, if Anthony Blinken showed up to negotiate anything with me, I don't think I'd give him much credit for anything. And if you recall, he criticized the Taliban for not being inclusive enough. I mean, it's ridiculous. You've got these people who don't know anything about the real world. They've lived in the Washington, D.C. beltway and don't understand anything, that are being put in these positions where it matters. I mean, our national interest, obviously, globally is affected here because they don't have any credibility. So the fact that we draw a line in the sand, Vladimir Putin doesn't care about that because Joe Biden's in office. So, that's really the issue. It's not so much the specifics of the Ukraine and Russia. It's about they have damaged our national credibility so severely that we're going to have to gain that back by getting people in office who, like President Trump, who, said what they were going to do, did it, and had credibility. What we have right now has no credibility.
Well, so, yeah, I agree. So let's say, for instance, let's say that it's Senator Durant, and Putin invades Ukraine, not just the annexation of Crimea that we saw a few years ago, but an armed invasion that goes in and basically says, it's ours now, the whole country. What's your response to that? Is that a situation that involves U.S. troops, in your opinion, or is that a situation that involves stern, sanctions or a mix thereof, or a supplying of weapons instead? What are you thinking right now?
Well, American troops on the ground should always be a last resort. No question. I mean, in every case, because, this is a formidable force here. Although I will say that there were Russians in Somalia and I was not very impressed with their ability. But either way, they got numbers and it's their backyard, not ours. So fighting a war there with our troops on the ground would be a tremendously risky undertaking. So every other opportunity we have to affect this situation should be utilized first. That should absolutely be a last resort.
And I appreciate that sentiment. Listen, Mike, tell you what, let's do this if you don't mind. We're going to take a short break. When we come back from the break, what I'd like to do is talk to you about COVID mandates. It affects your company, I know. We just had a ruling, by the way. If you haven't seen it, maybe you can check it during the break, but a ruling just came out, breaking news literally while I'm on the air, that says a federal court judge has basically enjoined the government from trying to enforce the federal worker mandate. That's pretty cool. So hang on, Mike. We're going to come back and talk about that if you don't mind.
Will do.
All right. Mike Durant, candidate for U.S. Senate. He's one of the top three right now. Polls are showing that his race is climbing. And literally, this is going to be a horse race all the way to the end. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, broadcasting across North Alabama. This is the biggest show for the afternoons in North Alabama. That's because of this audience. This audience right here, a whole bunch of Right Side ruffians, and we appreciate you more than you could possibly know. Going right back to the phones right now, Mike Durant on the line right now with us, running for the U.S. Senate. After a military career, highly decorated, he came back to the civilian sector and planted his flag right here in Alabama and formed a company called Pinnacle Solutions in the Huntsville area. Mike, let me ask you, right now we have breaking news that came out just like literally within the last hour that it appears that, you know, we have a ton of GSA employees in the state of Alabama and military for that matter. And then we also have all the federal contractors, your company being one. It appears that we have a nationwide mandate injunction that just went into effect, basically that the federal employees themselves cannot be terminated on the vaccine mandate. Had you heard that yet? What are your thoughts?
Yes, I did see that, and that's great news. Unfortunately, you know, I don't want to get too confident over this because eventually it probably will be determined by the Supreme Court. But, I mean, that's great news. Obviously, it's a, I call it a stay of execution. It's still troubling that the mandate was ever issued to begin with. And, you know, and in that ruling, you can see where the judge talks about some of the extreme measures that were put in place in this particular part of the mandate, like not allowing federal contractors to even work from home. I mean, how, I just, you know, been trying to point that out to people for months now. How ridiculous is that? That somehow that is going to reduce the transmission of COVID, that I got to fire somebody that could otherwise work from home if they don't get the vaccine. It's you know, good news, but, you know, ultimately we got to get this thing completely killed and then we can move on. But we're still a little bit concerned that, you know, this is just temporary and we'll see where it goes.
No, and you're right. I mean, there's I'm going to do a whole segment here on the show after we get off the air, you and I mean, and the whole thing is on the unequal application of a COVID response. No matter where you are in the world, everybody's got a different version of response. And what we're seeing right now is it's also usually involves overreach. In this particular case, it was the mandates. Your company, Pinnacle, I think I asked you on the air once before, but y'all were faced with this issue too, I recognize, and so you dealt with it as an employer, what the mandate can mean, not just as a future politician.
Right, and that's, you know, that's what I try to stress, is that for me, you know, what separates me from the other candidates is that I've run a business, I've signed the check, I understand the real impacts of these things, you know, from a business perspective and from the employee perspective, because, you know, I'm a blue collar guy, I grew up in that world. And, you know, I'm fortunate now that I've had a successful business, but I get both sides of it. So I understand the military from my military career and I understand the business from my business career. And it's not theory for me. I've lived it and I feel I'm much more qualified to make the right decisions when they matter most.
Well, Mike, if folks want to know how they can find out more about you or where you're going to be in the near future, you got any events coming up they might want to know about or direct them to some kind of contact point?
We have events all over the state. I mean, we've already covered, you know, most of the major areas, and my calendar is getting populated every day. We're in the ground war phase right now, as I call it. I mean, we're going out meeting people because I need to know what's important to people, and these trips have already been extremely valuable, and I look forward to meeting with more folks. I mean, there's multiple trips in Birmingham. There's trips to Mobile that, you know, is in Pell City last night, you know, Florence, Fort Payne, here in Huntsville, obviously. So I will be somewhere close to you within the next few weeks, almost guaranteed, no matter who you are in the listening area. And if you want to know or inquire about it, the best place to send an email would be mike@mikedurant.com, or you could go to the website mikedurant.com for more information about the campaign.
Mike, issues-based conversation. Appreciate that very much. And we'll have more opportunities as this thing shakes out. So good luck to you, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It's always great to be on.
All right. Hey, folks, that was Mike Durant running for U.S. Senate. Now, let me go ahead and wrap up my comments on that, too. I'll tell you right now, my emails and social media are blowing up with people wanting me to ask him dirt questions. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is a policy-oriented show. All right, so if Mo Brooks comes on, I don't intend to ask him about the negative ads that might be run. If Katie Britt chooses to come back on, I don't intend to ask her about the Club for Growth ads that are running right now. Mike Durant comes on, I don't intend to ask him about sleazy articles that talk about his family. So those of y'all that are begging me to ask him about dirt, go dig up the dirt yourself, because this is a policy-oriented show. I think what's important is unless it actually says to us today that they are not qualified today, you have to consider that the top three candidates, it's one of them's going to D.C. Don't you want to know what they're going to do? So all of you that are blowing up my social media right now saying, ask him about the dirt, ask him about the dirt. Well, first of all, I can tell you right now, one of those dirt articles was written by someone who is for one of the other candidates openly. What does that tell you? And then the other one was written by one of the worst outlets in this entire, well, the worst outlet in this entire state. Why would I ever give that platform my platform? Not going to do it. So to the extent possible, this is going to remain a issues-based show. I'm going to deal with things as they come up. I do not care for negative campaigning. I know it happens. I know it's also part of the process. I know that sometimes people say, that's just politics. No, sometimes it's just lies. And sometimes it's just dirt. And that's not a defense of any one of the candidates. That's a defense of all the candidates. Dale Jackson and I had a chance to get on the air yesterday. I was helping him co-host a show out of Birmingham. And we had somebody on who I know personally who had written an article where basically she was just all upset because somebody would dare to run a negative ad about, in that case, it was about Katie Britt. And I pointed out to her, I said, well, first of all, you went after, you attacked the author of the ad. Okay, I get it. Maybe you don't like Club for Growth. But in that case, I said, what you probably should have said was, I don't like negative campaigning. There's a difference. And you know, it was a tough interview. Mostly it was her and Dale. But all that to say, this show, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, deals with the issues. And I hope y'all understand that as we are moving this thing forward during a campaign season, having been a politician myself, having been somebody who has been, campaigned on the issues and tried to stick to the issues and then been maligned in the process, I don't go for it, all right? So those of y'all that are begging me to ask for the dirt, I'm not into dirt, all right? It's just something that doesn't bring up any worth to me unless it truly says this happened yesterday or he's a criminal or she's, you know, got something on her rap sheet right now that we should all know. That's fair game. But if your goal is to write articles to paint them in negative light by using speculation and dredging up things from 40 years ago and doing the whole Brett Kavanaugh thing where you want to try and get them maligned from office because of something that was said in high school or whatever the case may be, and they may be bad. They may look bad. But today, as we sit here today, either Katie Britt, Mo Brooks, or Mike Durant is going to be your next U.S. Senator. Guaranteed. Katie Britt, Mo Brooks, Mike Durant, going to be your next U.S. Senator. Wouldn't you like to know what they're going to do if they get the job? So those of you, like I said, that are blowing up my email, blowing up my social media saying, you need to ask him about this dirt. Well, ask him about that article that was written about him on that sleazy website, that blog that pretends it's a news site. No. How about no? How about not on this show? Now, I'll ask hard questions. If I see them make a policy statement about something I disagree with, I'll ask them about it. I asked Katie Britt about the gas tax when she was on. She hasn't been back on since then, and I hope she'll come back on again sometime soon. If Mo Brooks votes for something that I don't agree with, I'm going to ask him about it on my show. And if Mike Durant espouses an opinion that I think in some way needs to be addressed on the air, we'll address it. And I have a feeling that all three of those candidates are brave enough to know how to address policy issues. And all three of those candidates shouldn't have to address sleaze. And Right Side Radio is not about sleaze. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. And we'll be right back.